Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin B. Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hi, Niall Horan.
What's up, Zach?
Yo, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How's things?
Things are good. Life is good. You know, can't complain.
Yeah. You're a busy man.
I mean, a little bit. You know, not as busy as you. In and out of the studio, shooting videos, and you got a brand new record dropping in 2 days. How we feeling?
Feeling good, man. Got a bit of a chest infection at the minute, so excuse my hoarse voice.
Oh, please.
But apart from that, it's all good, man. All ready to go.
Yeah? Okay, Slow Hands. We listened to the record a couple times yesterday.
We like it.
We love it. Seriously, it's a different type of record, and I think the world needs it right now. Honestly, can you just... The one thing I was wondering the whole time while listening is, what is the story behind this? Because obviously, it's about you and somebody else.
Actually, no. No, it's kind of... The whole song kind of happened quite off the cuff and not overthought. Like, you go into sessions, you've got, like, I write all my concepts in back of a little book. And sometimes you go into a session and you start with the music, and none of your concepts follow, you know, what the music's doing. So this obviously started with the music, and it sounded quite sexy straight away. So we kind of had to write a concept around that, and we just felt like that was the way to go.
Okay.
So just, the lyric, we just wanted to be a bit cheeky and a bit, you know, kind of go with what the music was doing. And I think we fit it well.
I'm digging the record, and I wanted to know, like, you know, but now knowing that it's not really based on your life, but it just kind of came into existence. Like, obviously, we got Sweaty Clothes. My assumption is Sweaty Clothes, you know, come from making love.
There you go.
Right?
Somewhere along those lines, yeah.
You know, Slow Hands. I've been trying to master the slow hand, by the way. Like, I've been hooking up a lot recently, just trying to get the touch right.
Wow.
How's that going?
Not well. not well at all. But
not fair enough. Just keep working on it, and then, we'll talk about it another time.
What exactly are slow hands, though?
That's for you to think about. You've clearly been working on it. it's there for you to interpret it whatever you want.
did you play guitar on this record?
I did, yep.
Wow. So can you explain to me that process? Did you come up with all the chords? Like, you did the production yourself as well with somebody?
Yeah, we did. We kind of just started it, and with this particular person, Julian Bonetta. I wrote it with Julian Bonetta, and he did a lot of One Direction stuff.
Cool.
And he did all of it, basically. And then we were writing with a guy called Tobias Gesso Jr. He wrote... He's probably most famous for writing When We Were Young with Adele.
It was quite a record.
Quite a bit of a random matchup, but he just started playing that, the start, you know, that bass line at the start of the song. He started playing that on the piano, and then I just picked up the guitar and started playing that, tried to play that riff, and kind of got it down, and we just went from there, yeah.
Now, is this a crew that you've worked with on the rest of the album?
With Julian, I did a few more.
Cool.
And then Tobias, that was the only session we ever did.
Wow.
But yeah, hopefully, like, next time, or if there's a next time, we can write together or just write for anyone, because he was such a good guy.
There's like a yell in the record, like it's kind of like a moment of excitement. Was that organic? Yes. Did that just happen, and then you're like, this is great, let's keep this in, or did you, like, was it planned?
Yeah, like when we're writing, especially with Julian, when we're writing, we'll always leave a microphone on in the room.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just to catch loads of stuff, and then we're just at the end, and we're listening through to the, like, what's effectively a voice note. And I just went up to the microphone at one stage in the session and just went woo. We programmed it to sound like it was me screaming, but whatever.
Why did you pick Slow Hands as a follow up to This Town?
I wanted to try something different. Slow Hands is probably the most out there song on the album. It's, you know, but it's definitely something that I grew up listening to. A lot of 70s, 80s rock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Don Henley is probably the biggest influence on this song. When he went from the Eagles, when he went solo in the early 80s, this was the kind of thing he was doing, so... I'm sorry, Don, but I love what you're doing.
I mean, so you look at them and you learn, right? So, I mean, the big takeaway there is, like, when you're creating a song, do you not... You can be inspired by sound, but you don't want to duplicate, right?
No, of course. You know, that's what he made it. That's his way of working. So my whole album is basically stuff that I grew up on and stuff like that. And you know, I don't want to ever try and copy things, but you know, I just love the sound and I love that groove of early 80s rock, and it was a good time for music. So I kind of want to try and bring it back in my own kind of way and make it, you know, relatable to, you know, the 15, 16-year-old girl that, you know, listening to radio right now.
And, dude, radio thanks you for it. Seriously, because it's a sound that completely stands out from anything else. And, you know, it's genuine music, you know? I mean, the way it's produced and the real instruments on it, through and through, beautiful. And the way you recorded it, too, in the most beautiful studio. Right, I was looking at photos like that you've posted on Instagram and stuff of like just how you recorded it and the vibe and the atmosphere. How important is that when you create?
Yeah, that's a pretty special place there. You know, a lot of good stuff was done there down through the years, and the recording process has been, because writing is writing. You know, you write. Like, my favorite song on the album I wrote while I was watching a golf tournament on TV. Shock horror! I like golf, but I was just like playing around, and that writing is writing, but the recording process is so different. You know, you have to, you basically, your studio becomes your home for however long you're recording for, and you know, you're basically there for 12, 13 hours a day, and it's important to have the right vibe and obviously find the right producer to help you do that.
Yeah.
And the few producers that I've worked with on this album have all been great guys, and the vibe has been good and the musicians have been fantastic, and it's just been easy for us to go and do what we do.
Is this album done?
This weekend I'm recording the last two. So I basically picked all the songs ages ago that I wanted to record, and then it was a case of finding the time to block out studio time and get the studio that I want and see if the producers themselves are free and stuff like that. And then, so I'm on my last two, and then it's kind of mixing time. My mixer's been great, you know, and I didn't realize how much of a difference mixing made. And then I sat with my, you know, I've been so ignorant to it. And then I sat with my mixer, Spike, and spent hours and hours on little tweaks and nooks and crannies and stuff like that. And it makes such a difference. So I'm looking forward to seeing how these songs turn out. And yeah, I've probably got it whittled down to about 16 songs at the minute, but I'm probably going to lose a couple of them depending on how the productions turn out and stuff like that. So I'm nearly there.
Cool.
Niall, everyone's excited to see you at Stagecoach hanging out with Nick Jonas. What made you want to go there?
Ah, well, you know, as you might know, I grew up on, like, you know, like the likes of the Eagles and stuff like that. And my mom had, like, Garth Brooks and Shania, you know, in the house all the time and in the car when I was growing up. So country's like the heart and soul is the heart of the kind of music that I like. And when you hear my album, you'll hear flavors of folk and country and stuff like that. So yeah, so the boys, a few of my mates were going, and they said, we've got a ticket for you, do you want to come? And I was like, 100%.
Yeah.
And then got chatting to a few of the boys down there, Dan and Shay, good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick, obviously Nick. And I spent a bit of time with Shania in the studio, because Shania was the guy who produced her album, Jakeira King, did a lot of my album. So I spent a lot of time with her, and
wow,
she's great. And yeah, that's how I got chatting to all them lot.
And when you're at Stagecoach, are you watching solely as a fan, or are you kind of learning from their performances and picking apart different things? How do you watch?
Well, to be honest, like, where I'm from, the country music that's big in the States is not, you know, it's not big where I'm from. So
yeah,
I'm still learning about it, and I you know, I know who these people are, and I've seen them at radio shows. And this sounds really ignorant and rude, by the way. I'm just listening to myself. But I think you know what I'm trying to say.
I totally get it. You don't come off that way at all.
Yeah, okay. So I like, and then I'm just kind of learning about it, and I think it's really cool. The whole country scene in the States is amazing. So, I don't know a lot of it. I know a few, like Dan and Shay and Maren Morris, and obviously know Willie Nelson and Shania, and Thomas Rhett is a good friend, or a good friend of some friends of mine, and yeah, so I know these guys, and so I'm learning about their ways, and it's pretty cool to listen to all the different styles.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a big week for One Direction fans. You have new music, Harry has new music, Liam named his son Bear. Are you a fan of the name?
Love it. I think it's really cool. Bear Payne. He sounds like, sounds like Dog the Bounty Hunter or something.
You're right.
It's just got that hardness to it. I love it.
You set your son up right with a name like Bear. Truly.
Yeah, like, I mean, no one messes with that kid at school.
No.
You know what I mean?
Also, real quick, fans, before even hearing the new song, have been wondering about a music video. Have you been working on one?
I'm shooting it tomorrow.
Cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you won't have to wait that long.
Huh.
Just I'm off all guns blazing. I'm, you know, I haven't done a lot. You know, I did some promo and some shows at the end of last year with This Town, and that was only one song, so it kind of became boring in the end for everyone. Like, oh, here's Niall again with the one song. So I'm looking forward to just having a few more, getting out there, got a new band, been rehearsing with those guys. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to just getting out there performing, because I'm sick of being in the four walls of a studio, to be honest.
Amazing. Dude, and by the way, like, This Town was a great introduction and a really incredible record, and it's setting up Slow Hands and your entire album perfectly. The world's excited to hear more of your music. Like, you have a different sound and a whole different style, and it's appreciated.
Yeah, thanks very much, bro. That's what I'm trying my best to do, and I hope people like it. And if they don't, I'm sure I'll know about it. But yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, Thursday, and fingers crossed with Slow Hands and the album, and yeah, hopefully you'll be seeing more of me.
Fingers crossed and a lot of love, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. It means a lot.
Cheers, bud. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. I'll see you guys later.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.